Chazar zeichen us bakh khas shag mit vam yudem sech shag mit daf mem tes. Sagt mir schon an Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, where Meir says all the chametz besides what's needed for the Shabbos meal must be destroyed before Shabbos begins. And Chametz say the chametz is destroyed on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda bar Tzadik says chametz of truma must be destroyed before Shabbos because there are few eaters of such chametz. But chametz of chulin may be destroyed on Shabbos. Sagt the Gemara Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda bar Tzadik said that once when Erev Shabbos fell on Shabbos, Rabbi Gamliel sent a messenger to let people know when the time for destroying the chametz was. Sagt the Mishnah if someone's traveling on Erev Pesach to bring his carbon Pesach or to give a bris to his son or to partake in a Sudas Erisin, and he remembers that he has chametz still in his house. If he has time to go back and destroy the chametz and can still make it back to do the mitzvah that he's traveling to do, he should do so. If time won't allow for that, he should just be mevatel the chametz in his heart. If someone's traveling to save Yidden from attacking Goyim or to save people from a flooding river, from a fire, or from a collapsed building, he only needs to be mevatel the chametz in his heart. If he's traveling to establish an Eruv Techumen, to allow him to travel on Yom Tov for an optional purpose, then he must return and destroy the chametz. So, Mishnah, similarly, one who leaves Yerushalayim with meat of Kodshim, which now has to be burned for having been taken out of Yerushalayim, if he already passed Tzoifim, he burns the meat at his current location. If he has not yet passed Tzoifim, he goes back to Yerushalayim and burns the meat at the designated place on the Har HaBayis. In the case of chametz and the meat of Kodshim, Rav Meir says he only has to go back if it's the size of a Beya. Rav Yehuda says he has to go back even if it's the size of a Kazayas. Rav Chametz say for the meat of Kodshim, he has to go back even if it's the size of a Kazayas. Rav Chametz, he only has to go back if it's the size of a Kabeya. Fedek, the Gemara Brice says that someone who's traveling for Sudas Erisin has to return to destroy his chametz. Rabbi Yechanan says, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Sudas Erisin is a mitzvah. And the Brice follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's not considered to be a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Chista, who says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda only argue with regard to the second Sudas Erisin, but they agree that the first Sudas Erisin is a mitzvah, we can say that the Mishnah and the Brice both follow Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is discussing the first Sudas, the Brice is discussing the second Sudas. The Gemara Brice says, Rabbi Shimon said, a Talmud Chacham is not permitted to benefit from a Sudas that is not a Sudas mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda gives examples of such a Sudas Erisin of the daughter of a into a Yisrael, or the daughter of a Talmud Chacham to an Amma Aretz, we find that Rabbi Yechanan said that such marriages don't end well. Chas Shalom ends in divorce, premature death, produces no children or poverty. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan said that one who wants well should marry the daughter of a Kohen. Mar said that's true if the husband is a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shua married a Kohen's daughter and became sick. He said it must be that he's not fit to marry into the Kahuna. Rabbi Yitzhak married a Kohen's daughter and married it to have two sons who received smicha. Rabbi Papa attributed his wealth to having married a Kohen's daughter. Of Kahana, who had to flee Eretz Yisrael to avoid his pursuer, said that he had to do so because, as an oynish for having married a kohen's daughter. Rabbi Yitzchak learns from a pasuk someone who benefits from a suda that's not a suda's mitzvah will eventually be forced into galus. The Brisa says the Talmud Chacham who eats excessively at any suda will eventually have his home destroyed, his wife widowed, his children orphaned. He'll forget his learning. He'll be involved in much machlokes. He won't be listened to. He'll be mechal shem shemayim. He'll be mechal his rebbe's name, his father's name, and he'll bring a bad name on himself and his offspring forever. The Brisa says one should sell all his possessions to enable him to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham because if he dies or chas v'shalom goes into galus, his father-in-law will raise his children in the proper way. Abraisa says one should sell all of his possessions to enable him to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham and to enable him to marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Such a marriage is compared to high quality grapes in Ve'agefen, Ve'in Ve'agefen. Abraisa says one should sell all his possessions to enable him to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. If such a girl is not available, he should marry the daughter of the great people of the generation, the Gedolei Hador. Next best option is the daughter of the community leaders. Next would be the daughter of those in charge of the tzedakah funds. Next best would be the daughter of the Rebbe of children. At no point should one marry the daughter of an Amma Aretz. A number of teachings about an Amma Aretz. The Brisa says Rebbe said the pasuk of Zois Toiras HaBehema Va'if teaches that an Amma Aretz may not eat meat. Rabbi Loza said one may even spear an Amma Aretz to death on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Loza also said one may not travel with an Amma Aretz because he doesn't even value his own life. He doesn't learn Torah, so he surely won't value your life. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman named Rav Yechanan said, one may even rip apart an Amma Aretz like a fish. Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, well, this may be done even from the back, which will kill him even quicker. Rav Akiva said in the Braisa, when he was an Amma Aretz, he wanted to bite Talmid HaChacham like a donkey to seriously harm him. Rav Meir said in the Braisa, one who marries off his daughter to an Amma Aretz is as if he tied her up and placed her in front of a lion, because Amma Aretz doesn't act properly when living with his wife. Rav Eliezer said, if the Amma Aretz did not need us for If Amoratzim in general didn't need us for business purposes, they would kill us. Rav Chiya taught a braisa that says, one who learns Torah in front of Amma Aretz, it's as if he lived with an Amma Aretz, is Arusa in front of him. Also, the hatred that an Amma Aretz has for Talmid Chacham is greater than the hatred that Goyim have for the Yidden. And the wives of the Amma Aretz hate us even more than them. A braisa says, one who once learned and then became an Amma Aretz hates a Talmid Chacham more than anyone else. Abraisa says six things were said about an Amma Aretz. Number one, we don't involve them in things that will cause them to testify. Also, we don't accept their testimony. We don't tell them secrets. We don't appoint them to look after the finances of orphans. We don't appoint them to be in charge of the tzedakah fund, we don't travel with them. Others, and we also don't announce their lost item if it's found. The Tanakhama doesn't agree with this last thing because he says, no, maybe we should announce it because maybe the Am Haaretz will eventually have descendants who will be Tachem Temei Chachamim, who will then benefit from the return of this lost item. The Mishnah said, V'chei Mishu Yotza V'chulu. In fact, with regard to Birchas HaMazon, Rav Meir is the one who's more machmer, and he says that even eating a kazayas is enough that you're required to say Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient over there. He says that you're potter unless you eat the size of a kebeya. Over here, it's the reverse. Why is that so? Rabbi Yochanan said the views were mistakenly reversed in that Mishnah regarding Birchas HaMazon. You actually have to flip them around. Abaye says, no, with regard to Birchas HaMazon, Rabbi Meir dashens the pasuk to mean that only a kazayas is required, and Rabbi Yehuda dashens the pasuk to mean that the size of a kebeya is required. With regard to returning for chametz and for the burning of the meat of kachim, Rabbi Meir says you only have to return for a piece the size of which would be subject to tumah, which is the size of an egg. Rabbi Yehuda says you must return for a piece equal to the size of the iser itself, which is the size of a kezayis. That's the svar over there. Abraye says Rav Nosson said one must only return for chametz or to burn the meat of kachim if the piece is the size of two kezayisim. However, the Chum did not agree with him.